This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome in on a Friday morning. Happy to have you back here. Still got lots to get to here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're going to talk to Ashley Sturm from the Francis House School District. She's running for the board out there. That's coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned for that. But right now, a lot of focus in Jeff City on what's going on down there with the crime bill, state control of the Metropolitan Police Department, potentially. It has passed the Senate and still needs to be, I think, perfected before it would end up on the desk of one Governor Mike Kehoe, we happen to have on the phone this morning. Governor, welcome back to the show, sir. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Either you're in St. Louis or you're coming here for the Lincoln Days dinner for the state GOP this weekend, right?
Yes, sir. I'll be in St. Louis in meetings all day.
Yeah, I thought so. We appreciate you giving us a minute this morning. What is the status on this crime bill? I understand the Senate still needs to perfect it or whatever before it heads to your desk. Will you sign it?
Yes, in its current form. First, I want to just give a shout-out to Representative Brad Chris. It's his House Bill 495. Brad is from South County. He's done a great job getting it out of the House and over to the Senate. And then once it got to the Senate, your own Nick Shore from St. Charles County and Travis Fitzwater from Callaway County did a great job of shepherding that bill through the Senate. So it needs a procedural vote on Monday when the Senate gets back in, and they'll send that bill, assuming it passes, and we believe it will. It will send that bill over to the House. The House will take up the changes that the Senate made, and if we're lucky, they'll approve that and send it to my desk, and I very much look forward to signing that bill.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of pushback. Some of the Democrat senators, Carla May, had filibustered it briefly. What does this look like when it becomes reality? What kind of input will you take on assigning people to that to the Board of Police Commissioners?
Well, remember, everybody's talking about the control of the St. Louis Police Department, which is a key element. There's a lot of other pieces in that bill that are really good tools for law enforcement officers across the state. And so, but yes, you're right. A key piece of it is the St. Louis Police Board. It would have representation of literally 6 members. So the mayor would always be on there. 4 members would be city residents and appointed by the governor. And then there'd be an ex officio member on there that would be a business owner in St. Louis City. Not okay. Voting rights, but a business owner just to kind of get that business look to it. And everybody keeps saying, you know, I've heard the mayor and everybody say, oh, the governor wants to take over. No, the governor wants to appoint local citizens who understand how important it is to have safe streets to the police board to make sure the men and women have the resources they need and the backing they need to protect our communities.
Couple questions with that. I mean, is that where a city resident could nominate someone they feel would be, you know, good for that board, and then you would see those nominations and consider them? How does that work? And then how quickly do you think this whole process could move through, assuming this bill passes and you actually get the board formed?
There is an emergency clause on this bill, and what that means is if it is voted for, and it takes 2/3 of a vote, so that sometimes is difficult to get off. It could get done. It could kick in as soon as 30 days after we sign the bill. If not, it would start on August 28th, like most legislation does. And I will take input from business groups, community leaders, certainly the men and women, the Fraternal Order of Police, the folks who have really been behind trying to make sure this bill gets passed. I'm a big fan of the men and ladies in blue, and they'll have input on who we think would be the best way to go. Chief Tracy, I'm a big fan of his. I would love to hear his thoughts on what the makeup and members of that board should be. So Gabe Gore, et cetera, we'll take input from folks and make sure we put the right people on there who have the police in their heart, but also understand the effect it means on the community, the business community, the safer neighborhoods. It will be a combination of things. It's a rare occasion for me because I'm from and raised and born and raised in the city of St. Louis. So it's not one of these things where politicians are saying, well, Jeff City's messing with St. Louis and they don't know anything about us. I know a lot about the city of St. Louis being raised there. So hopefully I'm going to do what's right for the city to move things forward. That's what we want to accomplish.
Yeah. Governor Mike Kehoe, our guest this morning. We appreciate him giving us a few minutes. You know, we had a big debate on this show last week on this Roundup bill affecting Bayer. I know that that's being debated in the Senate right now. There are a bunch of people who have stood up and said they're opposed to it. Where do you stand on that issue?
Well, the agriculture, as you know, is our state's number one industry. And so the issue has to do with labeling and labeling on various products that agriculture producers use.
Right.
My worry is that if we don't get something cleared up and manufacturers that are U.S.-based stop manufacturing those products, you're going to still have those products. I use products that some of the products are talking about on our own farm. I have to have those products. I'm going to buy them from whoever manufactures them. So if we have outside influences, foreign countries sending those products into this country, I don't think that's good. I think the labeling bill, as passed out of the House, is a good bill. It has a lot of work to do in the Senate. As you pointed out, there's multiple senators that have some concerns with that. But that's what the process is about. I'd like to see them try to work through that and see what they can do to make sure the bill works and try to get it passed if possible.
Yeah.
Governor, one of the other bills you've supported would ban cell phones in the classroom, which I myself support. But certainly you're going to have parents listening potentially to the show right now who say, I can't imagine my child not having access to their cell phone. If there's an emergency, I need to be able to get a hold of them, or vice versa. What do you say to those parents?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
I'm glad my mother didn't say that. She just called the office.
Yeah.
Listen. One of the most humbling things that's happened to me since I've won is I was elected as the first time ever as a governor-elect to the Executive Committee of the Republican Governors Association. And I've had the chance to sit down and talk to Ron DeSantis and Sarah Sanders and Glenn Youngkin and other great Republican governors across this country, some of those states who have passed this very bill. And specifically in Florida with Governor DeSantis, they did a study of before and after on the cell phone ban. And guess what they found out? Kids' learning ability goes up. Mm-hmm. Their social skills go up. At lunch, they're not staring at their phone. They're actually talking to each other. All of the things that we want our kids to do to have a better learning environment happen when you have a bell-to-bell cell phone bill. And I know parents are worried about emergencies. Claudia and I are the parents of four kids. We understand that that's a concern. We just had our first grandchild, actually, 2 weeks ago.
Congrats.
But there's a way with technology that you can make sure kids are safe without having to have them on their cell phone all day long. And it can work, and it is working in other states. And I'd love to see Senator Henderson, who's done a great job shepherding that bill in the Senate, get across the line in the House.
Amen.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I would support that 100%. Governor Kehoe, one last question. We'll let you go. I'm hearing from a number of people that the whole specter of a city-county merger on between St. Louis City and County may be rearing its head again. Where do you stand on that issue? Because the debate last time was, should it be a statewide vote? Should city-county residents definitely be able to vote on it? Have you considered this or heard about it?
Well, obviously, I heard about it when it was going on several years ago. I haven't heard anything new working on that. Look, people are always trying to find ways to bring the region forward. You know, we have things that we need to do to achieve economic success. The redesign of the airport or updating that to make it an international world standard airport for companies to know they can rely on, various public safety issues. There's a lot of things we're duplicating, and we have to look at what makes sense. But certainly, you know, if I'm St. Louis County, do I want St. Louis City? That's usually been the problem. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
Yes.
I'm a city resident. I'm like, hey, we're great. I'm a former city resident. We're a great city. So there's a lot of emotion tied up in that. But I think as we move through what makes sense for public safety and economic development, we need to keep any options we can on the table that make sense for both entities and residents of both entities to make St. Louis what we all know can be is one of the greatest cities in the nation and one of the greatest cities in the world. My goal is to make sure we get to that point, however we need to get there.
Yeah. So just to clarify, would you support city and county residents being able to vote on that decision as opposed to a statewide vote?
Yeah, I think city, county, and residents would have to weigh in on it.
Okay.
You know, I don't know which model will end up moving forward. You and I have seen lots of proposals when it was hot and heavy several years ago. So I would weigh in for sure once a proposal is solid and before, whether it's voters or the legislature or the various elected officials in both those municipalities. But they would have to have a strong say in what was happening there.
Very good. Governor Mike Kehoe, we appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy your weekend.
It's always great to be on with you guys. Thank you. And we're excited to be at Lincoln Days today. A lot of great things going with the Missouri Republican Party. Can't thank Peter Kinder and Jim Bukowski enough for being the volunteer leaders of our state GOP system. And we're looking forward to hearing them and seeing them this weekend with a lot of good conservatives from across the state.
Yes, sir. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good to get the governor on here. He'll be in town. All of, I think, our elected officials will be here this weekend. And Josh Hawley is going to be here. I know Andrew Bailey. All of the statewide elected officials serve ice cream at one point during that event.
Do they really?
It's pretty cool.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
It bounces back every other year. One year it's in Kansas City. One year they have it here. And I've attended it a couple times over the years. So, all right. Coming up, we will talk to Senator Josh Hawley. Yesterday, he spent a lot of time in a hearing on this whole issue of anti-Semitism. And I'm going to play some of that for you coming up here in just a minute, and we'll get his thoughts on that. And Doge and what's going on with tariffs coming up at about 7:35.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.